Welcome to Shomer Shor Nedav from Sochem Tav Samer Dalet. The Mishnah Amud Aleph says, HaPesach Nishchat B'Sholosh Kitos. There's three groups. The way Korban Pesach needs to be Nishchat, it needs to be divided into three groups. Learn from the Pasuk that it says, V'Shochto Oysoi Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael. Kehal Adas Yisrael tells me there's three groups. One is a Kehal, one is a Das, one is Yisrael. And as the Gemara in Amud Beis goes on to say that we're not so sure if the three groups are together, or each one stands on its own. But in any case, we have a concept called Shalosh Kitos, three groups of Yisrael. When you shech the Korban Pesach, you learned already from the first psukim that you have in the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right after it says, HaChodesh Yizalachim Rosh Chodashim, the first mitzvah of Yisrael, it says right away, you give the Korban Pesach to be divided to Kehal Adas Yisrael. The Masha over here alludes to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara there says, Gimel Kisoishem L'Yoyim Adin. There's three groups for the Day of Judgment. Achat Shel Tzadikim Gmurim, Achat Shel Rishayim Gmurim, the Achat Shel Beinonim. There's the Tzadik, there's the Rasha, and there's the Beinonim, the middle ones. There's three groups in Am Yisrael in general. And specifically there it says that the three groups is L'Yoyim Adin, to the Day of Judgment will come at the end of the day. As we mentioned over here in the past, where they brought down different Sfarim, the idea of Korban Pesach. Pesach is always connected to Geula, the redemption, and we're always referring then to the Geula La'asidah, the Geula that will be in the future. So immediately when we shecht in Korban Pesach, we have the three groups that will be also La'asid Lavoi, the three groups that come to Yom Adin. And with this comes out a beautiful idea that the Marsha refers to, again, doesn't say Mefeirish, but refers to it. Because the Mishnah tells us that the third group never reached the psukim of a hafti ki yishma Hashem. So when they read the halal, they didn't reach these psukim. So already some of the Mefarshim, the Iyun Yankov on the Sefer in Yaakov says it. He says, you know, Decha Remez means who's the third group? The third group, or the, as the Gemara's going to tell us later, the lazy ones. According to the, what Marsha is telling us, is the Rishayim. So they don't have a hafti ki yishma Hashem. They don't have the love to Hashem. They don't have that same level of love. But there's more to it. Because the Gemara there in Rosh Hashanah of Yudzayin tells us that the Beinonim, they're about to go into Gehenna, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them out. And the Gemara says, Aleim HaMarchana Hashem Meimi Sumechai Moirit Shol V'yah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes them out from Gehenna. And we still say, Rav Chesed Matek Lapi Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes the Chesed and saves them. And the Gemara concludes and says, V'aleim Omar David. David said on them the pasuk, "O hafti ki yishma Hashem eskoil." I love that Hashem hears my voice and saves me. Meaning the word "hafti ki yishma Hashem" refers to the group of Beinonim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to them, even though they don't 100% deserve it. But they're Beinonim, the middle people. They don't have enough schusim. Kadosh Baruch Hu saves them out of Ganim. That's only the Beinonim. The Rishayim don't have that pasuk. So yeah, this is what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says the third group never reached a hafti ki yishma Hashem. They don't have the right of the Beinoni to say a hafti ki yishma Hashem, that I love when Hashem saves me even though I don't deserve. That's only a Beinoni has it. The Rishayim don't have it. So according to Ma'asho, these two Gemaras really refer to each other. And when Am Yisrael come to do the Korban Pesach, the three groups, three types of Jews you have in Am Yisrael come together to show that everybody together, the tzaddikim, the beinim, the rishayim, and the end of the day, they all come and emerge together to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the chiddush that we see in Korban Pesach. Just to add to this is what the Shloss says. The Shloss is a different way to explain the three kitos, the three groups, and he says the idea is that there's three things that Am Yisrael acquire, three things that Am Yisrael acquire in this world, as the Gemara in Brachos tells us. One is Torah, the other one is Eretz Yisrael, and the third one is Olam Haba. And really, these three things connect very well to what the Marsha tells us. Because Torah refers to the tzaddikim. They're the ones that belong to Torah. The Beinonim are the ones that belong to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is working in this world. V'asavta deganecha refers to the people that are not dafka connected to Torah, but they are the ones that are doing the right thing in the mitzvahs in this world. And Olam Haba is where even the Rishayim belong. Because even Rishi Yisrael, they're doing and they're going to be punished, but eventually in Olam Haba, they all come together. So you have three groups in Am Yisrael, you have three kinyanim that Am Yisrael have in the world, And it's all represented in the three kitos that we have at Korban Pesach. Anyone who wants to join the Shomer Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomershava@gmail.com.